And not only awaken them, it was like stirring a sleeping lion. Because the Christians now will become so competitive with the Muslims that their competition begun first with war. That's where competition always begins. And I'll discuss with you the series of crusades, that 2.5 centuries of blood. But later it became a competition in ideas, in technology, in many, many areas, and the Christian world overwhelmed the Muslim world in it. In effect, they put the Muslims to sleep into a Muslim dark age for 500 years. Now, in our time, the Muslims are waking up. You know, that's the cyclical view of history, where forces interplay with each other. And the Jews are always caught between these forces. They have to deal with them. One more story that you have to know before we get to my discussion of Spanish Jewry. An event occurred in the 8th century which remained famous in Jewish lore till our day, and it serves as the basis of many books that were written later. And the event concerns itself with a tribe of Asiatic nomads who lived in the Russian steppes near the Caucasus. And they were called the Khazars, K-H, little dot under the H, A-Z-A-R-S. And a superstitious tribe, a primitive tribe, and a pagan tribe. Now the legend, there are various legends what happened. One legend is that they bought Jewish slaves from slave traders, and that the Jewish slaves found such favor in the eyes of the chief of the tribe, etc., that he wanted to know more about the religion, and eventually they explained it and they convinced him so that he and the entire tribe converted to Judaism. Guess who's coming for dinner tonight? A second legend is that the king of the tribe or the chief of the tribe had a dream. And in the dream, he saw a vision of someone breaking the idols. They worshiped a type of totem pole idol similar to the Alaskan and other Indians in this country. And that when he awoke, since they were so superstitious and given over to dreams and everything, so he invited a delegation from the three monotheistic religions to come visit him and to... each one should present their story. Now, there's no way to prove or disprove legends. It seems very unlikely that any rabbi in his right mind would take a trip to Kazakhstan, right, to represent, etc. That's why the story of the slaves strikes home as being a truer legend. But this second story, that a representative of Christianity and a representative of Islam and a rabbi who represented Judaism came and debated and explained their religions to the king of the Khazars, and that he chose Judaism over the other two. This second story serves as the basic plot of one of the great philosophic books written in Jewish history. That book is called The Kuzari by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. And the Kuzari is the Hebrew name for the Khazars. And there he uses this legend as the jumping off point for his book. In other words, through the mouth of the rabbi who is explaining Judaism to the king of the Khazars, he is able to expound on Jewish history and Jewish philosophy, the explanation of the mitzvahs, and also obliquely to point out the shortcomings of Islam and Christianity. There's a